A dozen people splash in the swift current of the Boise River. Their feet are numb in the February waters, even inside their knee-high rubber boots. One of them has just hit the jackpot. Among the rocks of the stream bed, she's found a sculpin, a small fish that hugs the bottom.
Let's give them a little more fresh water.
A little more
fresh. They don't have swim bladders, so they have to stay at the bottom.
The sculpin isn't for lunch. It's now a volunteer teacher in the Master Naturalist program. Here's Sarah Focht, state coordinator for the Master Naturalist program.
Anybody can open a chapter. It doesn't have to be fish and game. Basically, it's an adult education and volunteer program. So adults come to class for 48 hours, actually, and then they volunteer 40 hours, and after that process, they're certified as Master Naturalists. And their volunteer work can be pretty much anything that has to do with making Idaho's natural environment better or teaching people about it.
Today, these journeyman naturalists are learning about river ecosystems under the watchful eye of David Canamella, MK Nature Center superintendent.
So what we'll find here is kind of the mechanisms and the pieces and the parts of how the river system works, how it's connected to the land. What we'll do is we'll collect whatever we can find. We'll go into the classroom and we'll say, okay, what did we find? And then we'll build it. We'll build an ecosystem. Okay, what does this insect do? Well, this insect might be chopping up this plant material. And then that insect becomes available to a sculpin, a little fish. And that becomes available to a great blue heron, and so on and so forth.
Master Naturalist classes work backwards from most education. They start in the field, exploring, and then go to a classroom to talk about what they've found. Downstream from the sculpin excitement, another student, Sharon, fishes around in her bucket and comes out with some of the principal food sources for trout.
We have a stonefly larva.
Her hands are red.
You know, it's, I guess, like playing like a kid. They're never cold when they're playing, and all of a sudden I got out here and we just are having so much fun and learning an awful lot.
Over in the still, shallow pools by the bank, Jessica Daly and Kevin Laughlin work together. Daly is the collector of the day. She pulled the sculpin out of the rocks in the middle of the stream.
We have a mesh net, and we're sifting through some of the silt on the bottom of the river, looking for anything.
They seem to be having fun, too.
I'll just stand here and hold the net, and he'll kick up some of the leaves and
the mushy stuff that we're stepping in right now.
Laughlin is most excited to use his Master Naturalist training to teach the kids he works with in the 4-H program.
What we'll have the kids do is say, well, what do you think those insects eat? And they'll say the mushy stuff.
Do they eat the mushy stuff?
Yeah, they eat the mushy stuff. Wow, see what you've learned.
But first, Laughlin and the rest of the class have to finish their training and do their volunteer work. So it's off to the classroom in the Nature Center with the nets and boots and buckets full of insects and snails and mushy stuff and one confused sculpin. These Master Naturalist students will explore a wide range of topics in their 4 months of classes, but today it's all about fish and the ecosystem that sustains them. That's it for Off the Trail this week. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.
Off the Trail is sponsored in part by the Nature Conservancy, working together to protect Idaho's most special places for people and nature. On the web at idahonature.org.